We haven't talked to Nick at Superior Outfitters in about 12 days now, I think it was, Nick. Thanks for joining us again on the show today.
Yeah, glad to talk with you again.
All right, let's get into the fishing reports, though. That's what everybody wants to know. And we're going to get into the river reports, which I actually got some pretty decent river reports earlier this week. Of course, now we're back into the deep freeze for a few days, so I don't know what that's going to do, but... I'd like to start, though, with the end of walleye and pike season. What have you been hearing from those fishermen through the hard water still?
They're definitely picking up a lot more fish than they were in February. Got more guys targeting walleye right now, it seems like, over the pike. But I'm getting good reports from both.
Now, we're hearing that the walleye are starting to move shallower. And people are picking them up, you know, in less than 10 feet of water again. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, 10 to 15 feet. Definitely shallower than the last few weeks.
Have you heard anything about what they're using, or would you recommend anything at this point?
Our guys are using jigging wraps as usual, but most of the guys I talk to in here in my area are just using tip-ups with suckers or shiners.
Any colors that you're hearing about that have been working better in March?
Not really. On the tip-up rigs, guys have been using gold or silver. A few guys using copper. No one's really reported any big difference, just having good bait at the right depth.
And you sell those pre-rigged tip-up rigs there, right? You make them?
Yep, we make them here and do custom orders for them also.
You can check those out. All right, let's move on to other species of fish and ice conditions. Are you hearing anything dangerous out there right now on any of the inland lakes?
No, other than the slush we had, nothing dangerous, just kind of sloppy conditions, but... I'm sure that's pretty much over with in our area.
Well, yeah, I went through these sub-zero temperatures and minus 30 wind chills. I would hope so.
Yeah, I think we're more to like skating rink style. A lot of guys are putting the cleats on, and you know, it can be a little tough out there if you're not careful.
Have you heard anything from any of the trout lakes, or are they pretty much done until you know almost ice out at this point?
I'm still getting good reports from the trout lakes. Those have been positive for a while now, splake and rainbows, with some guys getting browns and brookies.
I'm sure that the lack of snow load, which lets a lot more light in, that to me, that always affects trout fishing a lot more than, say, the rough fish.
Yeah, and we just lost the snowpack on a lot of the lakes, so they're definitely biting better, a little more active.
Well, we're going to switch over and talk river fishing with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. And I actually got some really good steelhead fishing reports from earlier this week across the Upper Peninsula. So we'll see what he has to say about that and more later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.